Josh, how effective have you guys been in disguising and just basically confusing some of the quarterbacks like you have?
Well, you know, the thing with disguises is, you know, we try to do different things each week with quarterbacks. Sometimes they work better than others. The more our guys are playing together, the better we're getting at the disguises and the more things that we can do.
Would it be fair to say that, like, if you use a comparison against the Jets in the first, in week two, you guys did that barely at all, but then much, much more, say, against the Jets this time. I mean, is that kind of what you're saying, how you get more comfortable, you can maybe disguise a little more?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that go into the disguise, the techniques we play, the coverages we can use. You got to get good at point A before you can go to point B. And the good thing about our guys is they work really hard, and I think they're improving. And the good thing is they come into work, and each and every day they try to improve day after day. And, you know, when those things all combine together, then kind of collectively as a group we can do some more things.
Josh, what have you seen over the course of the year from Devin McCourty in terms of his rate of improvement?
Well, I would say he improves every day. And, again, the thing with him is he has such a great work ethic. He has a good ability to pick things up quick. And it's just like, you know, you see an example from the Bears game. The first play of the game was very similar to that third and one play that he was able to make a stop on. And he just kind of picked up on that and was able to make a good play for us and get us off the field on third down. You know, it's little things like that. You know, once he sees it, the more experience he has with it, he's just very instinctive on things like that. It's just kind of a process for him seeing things. And the more he sees, the better he is. And the more he works at it, the better he is. And he's got a great work ethic. So that's why, you know, the improvements happen at a consistent rate for him.
One of the things Coach Belichick mentioned a few minutes ago when he was talking about Charles Woodson was that he called him an all-around corner, a guy who's good at, you know, every aspect of playing the position. Do you see possibilities for McCourty to be that same type of corner, all-around guy?
Well, you know, Charles Woodson, he's done it year after year after year, and he's been very successful in the league. I think the thing with Devin is he's done some good things. He's working hard to improve it. And, you know, we would expect that to continue to improve from him. And, you know, with his work ethic and his skill set, the more he works at it, hopefully he can do that for a continued period of time.
Josh, I remember the last time we talked to you, asking about Darius Butler, and he had, I think when we last talked to you, hadn't played in a while and was kind of on the bench. Now he's gotten back into the lineup, and I guess depending on Devin's injury, may play even some more on Sunday. How has Darius rebounded from sort of the benching, and what has he particularly gotten better at?
Well, I think the thing with Darius is he's been very consistent in the way he's approached the game. He's approached it each week like he was going to play every snap. The other things with Darius, more of the technique that we've asked him to work on, he's improved on that. You know, there's still ways to go, as with all of our guys in the back end. We're always trying to improve, but he's been very consistent on his approach. And, you know, he stepped in the past couple weeks, and he's made some plays for us. He had a breakup in the Jets game for us, and, you know, he had a breakup in the Chicago game for us. And he's been able to make some plays for us, and, you know, we feel good about his progress and where he's going. And, you know, like always, the guys that you see out on the field, those are the guys that we have confidence in. And I give a lot of credit to Darius for his approach week in and week out.
How would you – it's been interesting the last couple of weeks to watch what you guys have done with your safeties. I mean, it seems from a game-to-game basis, one guy maybe – you know, like last week, for instance, Merriweather didn't play much, and the week before I think it was Chung. What goes into the decision of which safeties to sort of feature and put in the – in the regular package? Like what about the matchups have dictated the playing time?
Well, I think, we've had four safeties that have played pretty consistently back there for us. They all have, you know, different strengths, different weaknesses. But they're all pretty good players. And, you know, each week, you know, the matchups may be a little bit different, and we just kind of roll them in as we see fit, what we think gives us the best chance to win.
Josh, how would you describe the way the coaching works with the D-backs between you and Corwin Brown?
Well, you know, one of the things is the defensive staff, you know, whether it be Bill, Pepper, Matt, Corwin, or myself, you know, I think we're all trying to work together to put the best collective group out there as we possibly can. Obviously, Corwin and I work a lot more with the back-end guys, but, you know, I kind of lean on him, and, you know, he can lean on me. It's been a good situation. But like I said, collectively as a group, we just try to put the best product out there on the field that we can.
And what have you seen from in terms of rate of improvement from Kyle Arrington from, you know, when we started seeing him playing more reps at corner in week three to now?
Yeah, again, a lot along the same lines as, you know, Devin and Darius and all their improvement. You know, it's a combination of things. Number one, you know, improvement of individual techniques. Number two, actually getting some experience. And number three, you know, just having confidence in the techniques and seeing things over and over again just allows them to play with a little bit more confidence in the techniques. And, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. It's a culmination of a bunch of factors that have allowed our guys to improve over the last few weeks.
And when you look at the Packers receivers, Jennings, Driver, what stands out to you?
Well, I would say they're very explosive. They all have good hands. They all have a good ability to run after the catch. They can take a 5-yard reception and turn it into 70 yards in a hurry. So, you know, like I said the last time we talked, you know, each week we come into it, you know, we have to prepare for very good receivers. It's no different this week. They're a very good group. You can tell they're well coached. They won't run routes into coverage, you know, and they're good players. And we're gonna have to be very sound in what we're doing to compete with that.
Any more questions?
That's great. Thanks, okay. Josh.
Thank you.